The incident of the Pueblo, which intruded deep into the coastal waters of our country and committed espionage acts, is now evoking a great reaction both at home and abroad.
According to the press, Japanese Prime Minister Hato and the Foreign Minister Miki allege that the Pueblo was captured on the high seas, but not by the state waters of our country. Since you are the participants in the incident, you please tell us about the truth.
That's nonsense. I'm sure Japanese Prime Minister Tokno and Foreign Minister Miki were not on board our ship. That's incomprehensible. If they were on board, they would have been captured together with us and detained in the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, wouldn't they? As I have already pointed out, we intruded into the Democratic People's Republic of Korea and their territorial waters in a number of areas during our last navigational trip. In view of the special nature of the mission of the USS Pueblo, we were not supposed to make any transmissions after our departure from Sasebo until we were captured. As for the result of our espionage and the positions of our ship in the course of our navigation, Commander U.S. Naval Forces Japan himself was not in a position to know about them before we would make our report to him on our return. So it's absolutely impossible that Japanese Prime Minister Sato or Foreign Minister Miki should have the positions of our ship.
In the late fall of 1965, USS Banner began operations of this type in the East Sea of Korea and have conducted operations continuously since that time until now, with short periods of upkeep for machinery repair and so forth as required. Better operations have been conducted in both the East and West Sea of Korea, primarily in the West Sea and the far West Sea of Korea. These are the only two areas that I am aware of that Banner has operated since their commissioning. USS Pueblo, together with USS Palm Beach, was commissioned last May, in May of 1967, in Bremerton, Washington. Following our commissioning, the Pueblo, following departure from Bremerton, we went to San Diego, California, where we conducted our shakedown training in preparation for coming to the Western Pacific. We departed San Diego on 6 November and stayed for 2 days in Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, where we refueled the ship and left Pearl Harbor on 16 November, arriving in Yokosuka, Japan, 1 December. The USS Palm Beach departed Bremerton, Washington in late September, and after refueling in San Diego, joined the Atlantic Fleet via the Panama Canal. That completes the history of these three ships.
Will you give us detailed explanation of Operation Pinkwood?
Yes, sir. I'll be glad to.
Pinkwood Operation.
Operation Pinkwood is the code name for operations involving AGER, the type of ship which USS Pueblo was. It has These code words are changed periodically, usually about every year.
I have a fishing for you, Captain Booker. When, where, and from whom did you get the espionage mission against the Democratic People's of the Republic of Korea?
Upon our arrival in Yokosuka, shortly thereafter, I was informed by the staff of Commander Naval Force of Japan, who is Rear Admiral Frank A. Johnson, that our first operation was to be conducted in the East Sea of Korea, along the coast of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. It was in early December that I learned that we would conduct this mission. However, we did not receive our operation order until the early part of January, probably the 4th or the 5th. I don't recall the date.
According to what they call the espionage surveillance mission was given at the officer of Admiral Moore, U.S. Chief of Naval Operations. What is your feeling about that?
May I answer that question? That is not exactly correct. Our orders, as are the orders of all ships in the U.S. Navy, are given by the immediate operational commander. Our immediate operational commander is Rear Admiral Frank A. Johnson. However, for operations such as this, such as ours was, it is necessary that approval be granted by the highest office in the U.S. Navy. And such approval would come to Commander Naval Forces Japan from Commander-in-Chief U.S. Pacific Fleet, who in turn would receive the final approval from the Chief of Naval Operations.
I'd like to hear about the chain of command of the traveler and the tenant who hit you report about the result of your espionage mission.
Yes, sir, I would love to answer that question. We have, as operational commander, as I have already mentioned, Commandant for Japan. Our administrative commander is Commander Service Group 3, who is Rear Admiral N.G. Ward. The responsibilities for our command is split between these two commands. We make all of our routine reports, that is, non-operational reports, that have to do with material supply, administration of personnel, and matters of this nature to Commander Service Group 3. He is further responsible for conducting our administrative inspections and other inspections dealing with the administration of the ship. Now, our operational report, which would include the report of any espionage mission or operation, would be given to Commandant for Japan directly from us upon our return.
What is the mission of the operations officer during the last operation?
My job as operations officer was a very important one on board the ship. I had four specific task that I had to perform. The first task was to prepare for the captain the narrative report. The narrative report contains all of the information which we gathered.
To say carbon, more than terrible Sorokan, Hange Eiji를 작성해서 함장에게 제공하는 것입니다.
The narrative included all of the visual contacts as well as any coastal features that we identified or recognized. Secondly, I acted as coordinator for the visual research observation that we did. My third job on board the ship was as photography officer. In this capacity, I both took photographs myself with my own camera and supervised the activities of the first class photographer's mate assigned to the ship.
As far as you know, Japan is playing a big role in the extension of the U.S. policy of aggression in Asia. In this connection, I think that Puebla has something to do with Japan in performing the espionage mission. What is your opinion about this, Captain, please?
Sir, without the bases that Japan provides to the U.S. Navy through the U.S.-Japan treaty, such as Yokosuka and Sasebo, it would not be possible for us to have conducted the type of operation that we did.
Well, then, before the departure of the Pueblo for its operation, many Japanese workers and technicians worked in the Pueblo. Supply us with some. Would you like to say something about that?
Yes, sir. Upon arrival in the future, our ship submitted work request to a ship repair facility in the future. Now, the main project that the Japanese civilians did on our ship, they worked on the steering, they built a wind screen, installed an air compressor, built numerous aluminum lockers for various parts of the ship.
We have indeed committed a serious crime to those people. And we should be punished in accordance with the law and the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. But I entreat you to forgive us this one time so that we may return home.
As has been admitted by the crew of the Pueblo, the espionage conducted by the Pueblo on the Democratic People's Republic of Korea is a great act of aggression which infringes upon the sovereignty of our country and a premeditated crime. The world public denounces the criminal acts of the U.S. imperialists. But the U.S. imperialists are aggravating tension in Korea following this last incident. The government of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea solemnly declared that it is resolutely frustrated any provocative maneuvers by the U.S. imperialists. We are giving the crew of the Pueblo a humanitarian treatment because they have frankly admitted and apologized their crimes. We hope we have a chance to have this kind of get-together in the future, too.
You have just heard An on-the-spot report from the press conference held between the newspaper, news agency, and radio correspondents of our country, and the officers of the Pueblo, the armed spy ship of the U.S. Imperialist Aggressor Army, which had been captured while carrying on military espionage efforts after illegally intruding into the coastal waters of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea.